Let's go! You want to be late for your first day of high school?
Alan, don't yell at him. He's probably a nervous wreck.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad, how you doing? Hey, Morgan, looking short.
Go back to camp, loser.
Or, you're not a nervous wreck? No, because I know my place. I understand where I am in the high school universe. See, I'm starting off a nothing, a zero.
A big booger.
You know how you told me the earlier I do my homework, the better I'll know the stuff?
You've done homework?
It's a metaphor. But all summer long, I bugged Eric about what high school's going to be like. And I took notes.
Ooh, impressive.
Thank you. So, how do I avoid years and years of abuse and humiliation?
Don't get married. It's a metaphor.
All right, here's my plan. Today I make friends with the most feared and influential senior in high school, Harley Kiner. And in one master stroke, I go from lowly first-year victim to Harley's most trusted advisor.
Core, as proud as I would be to see you become Harley's toady footstool.
You don't have to reinvent yourself for high school.
Yeah, really, relax, go, enjoy it. You don't need a plan, nobody else has a plan.
Corey, I lost my copy of the plan. I knew I shouldn't have left the old school. I was so cool in the old school. They had no right to pass me. I am an idiot.
See, Sean's not reinventing himself.
Sean? Are those sideburns?
You mean the ones on my face?
It's just that when we saw you yesterday, they weren't on your face, were they?
Mrs. Matthews, you just can't accept the fact that Corey and I are growing up. And we're old enough now to buy our own hair.
You've got a glue spot on your cheek.